got your coffee, ready to go. All right.
Welcome to Big Questions, Short Answers. I'm Sian.
And I'm Andy.
Sian's husband, asking the big life questions.
And possibly adding a little bit of unsolicited advice.
Maybe.
This podcast is brought to you by Sian's value-based online course. Visit SeanJacquet.com to find out more. So today's question is, I am going to go and be a little bit brave.
This is the worry.
Yeah.
You put that smile on.
So we're talking about, I suppose, an area here about relationships. So why don't I come in with a question, which is three ways to make a partner happy. Now, how do we go from there?
Right.
I'm just looking for advice.
You're asking me three things you can do to make your partner happy.
Not me personally, but I mean to the broader audience.
To a partner. Okay. Well, I would say to you, without any shadow of a doubt, the shoes I've walked in, if you're talking about a working mom who's trying to keep a family together, a marriage together, and leave the house and actually contribute to the bigger world, I would say, without any singular worry at all, the most important thing is learning how to clean the shower.
Why is cleaning a shower?
If you could do a toilet as well, then that's it. You're Willy Wonka golden ticket.
No, so, because like I get in the shower, I'll be honest with you, I'm a little bit blind because I don't have my contacts in when I'm showering. And I really don't notice any of this.
Andy, I noticed for 30 years. Yes.
So, but
festering mould growing near your face, and you wouldn't even think twice about killing it.
But why is that? Why is that important?
Because
to
it's
the
a
partner?
Metaphor for. And all I can do is talk about me, right? There might be other people who can agree with me, but it makes me feel, probably dramatic words, but true, that it makes me feel used, underappreciated, like I'm some kind of mystical being that just floats about clearing up and creating a standard of how we live. Because let's be under no illusion, Andy, if you were there to put the bar as to how we lived, I mean, we'd have social services around here by now.
That's not fair.
Well, why isn't it fair?
No, it's not. I want to come back to the shower.
I don't know why you're asking me the three questions anyway. I mean,
we're only going to get to one.
Yeah, well, I can see we are, yeah.
Well, I read on the internet that you like do questions in threes and fives. But, okay, let's stick to this shower, because I can see this is probably going to take up most of the time. Why is cleaning a shower... I'm going to go down here with dodgy again. Is this a female thing, or where are we going here?
No, no, it's just a clean human thing that clearly you can't actually get your head around. Look, it's not complicated, right? And I'm just being honest with you, right? Yeah. Every day I shower, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I do.
And nine times out of ten, I walk into the shower and it's not pleasant. It's certainly not how I leave it.
Right.
I clean the shower before I leave it every time. Now, is that because I'm just a better and further evolved human being than you are? The bottom line is, nine times out of ten, I'll get into a shower and there it will be dirty, yeah?
What's the dirt? Because, like, you're...
Well, we want to get down to detail.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got a few minutes. Yeah, let's get down.
Pubic hair stuck on the side of the wall.
On the side of the wall?
Yeah, it's there all the time, darling, trust me. I'm not sure, maybe you need to see a doctor, but there's something going on there. For some reason, the men in my family seem to feel that when you're in the shower, it's a time to blow your nose. And that will be stuck on the glass. And I have to scrub that off.
That's not
very
nice.
Not wiping things.
No, it's not very nice.
The scrubbing thing. Then in certain corners of the shower and the shelving, because of the moisture and all the rest of it, it harbours bugs and nastiness. So it needs, you know, the tubes and bottles and everything, all the stuff that you use.
Right.
Put your hand on your heart now and tell me the last time you took them off those shelves and took the shelves off and cleaned in them, on them, round them, brushed them, so that they were clean. Or actually the bottles themselves, because your bottles, sometimes there have been times, if I've been away, you know, for a little while working, I'd come back and then I'd clean the shower. You know, they're actually ring marks where it's put down, and there's like its own ecosystem growing at the bottom of the tube.
So, but we come back to, okay, so apart from, you know, bodily fluids and stuff that are in the shower that we need to get rid of, why, this is about, the question was,
we're not, it's a language of love.
A language of love.
It's about respect. Okay. It's about, I know this is something very small. It's not going to take anybody more than a few minutes to make an effort to leave the bathroom clean. Can I please move further than the shower? The sink is the same.
Right.
You clean your teeth, you spit in the sink. We all do it. You seem to manage to spit on taps and on the mirror and bits and pieces.
We're not getting into
the, but we are. You asked the question. You opened the door, right? My point is that you just don't think. And that is what I find offensive.
Okay, so...
You don't think that Sean is going to use this bathroom after me. Mm. So therefore, I'm going to just make a tiny bit of an effort. Right. I'm not going to get on my hands and knees with a toothbrush. That would be nice. But that's never going to happen.
Right.
Right. But I am going to take responsibility for something that I've just used.
Okay. Okay. You clean it every time?
Every time I wipe round the bathroom. Do you never notice when you go in there how lovely the bathroom is? You see, your baseline is so high, isn't it? Because you're going in there after me.
Well, I'm slightly blind when I go there normally.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? Well, maybe it does matter. Maybe just because you can't... No, that's shit. No, you don't think.
Right.
If you want to make a statement about making an effort to be aware of thinking about a human being, and we're talking ABCs here. We're not talking highfalutin, clever stuff. ABCs. And there are people in my life, and there are people who come and stay in our house, because, as you know, our house is like Piccadilly Circus. There's always people staying here. Because I am so fastidious when it comes to stuff like that, I've got a list in my head. I know who stays here and who always leaves the bathroom in a lovely place.
Your name goes in the book.
Yeah, you're right. So it's true. Is it upbringing? Is it respect? Is it just basic, fundamental? It just blows my mind. Mind you, after saying that, right, let's put it into context. Because both of my parents were nurses, throughout my childhood, there was an undertone of untidy is okay to a point, yeah? But dirty isn't, right. Yeah? So bathrooms, toilets, kitchens, stuff like that was a fundamental part of a belief system that you needed to keep the place clean, right? And because four kids, two parents working full time, there was an undertone of responsibility to be part of keeping something clean and tidy. Okay. So maybe that's it, yeah. And of course, when I went to boarding school.
That's a value from you.
It was a taught value. You know, I learnt it from my family, which is, no, it's not family. It's cleanliness is, do I value it? Probably I do. But it's more to do with the belief that it is my responsibility to contribute to the collective, to clean up after myself and leave something in a way that would be pleasant for somebody else. And that was reiterated by going to boarding school. Yeah, well, we didn't all have bathrooms en suite, you know what I mean? You shared a shower and bathrooms and whatever. And there was a very clear understanding that you would leave the room as in a tidy way. You know, that's just a clean and tidy way.
So I come back. So that is, well, we never got beyond one in our slot. That is one way to make your partner happy. And maybe we can talk about another one at a later day.
Just inspired you in any way.
Well, I suppose. Yeah, I see that. I didn't realise these podcasts were instructional videos for me.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's never too late to learn. Next.
Join us next time on Big Questions, Short Answers with Sean Jacquet and me, Andy.
If you have any questions you want to ask, please send them via the website, seanjacquet.com.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with everyone you know.
We really do appreciate you sharing 15 minutes with us.
And if you want to do a bit more learning, go on to Sian's website, seanjacquet.com. There's a course on values to create the life you truly love. I did it, and it really does do what it says on the can.
See you next time.